Welcome everybody, shiur number 1272, and the writing is shiur number 424. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of when one has to make a bracha, when they wash for bread, they eat the right amount of time, establish the meal, and now, so the bottom line is, we said, main staple foods are covered, anything that's not, quote-unquote, part of the meal, snack type foods, not a type of food that person's going to eat for nourishment or sustenance, as their quote unquote meal would not be covered. So in the previous year, we spoke about the halachas of, if one ate fruits as the meal, as their meal itself, right? What about, good. So we said, if somebody eats a fruit, I take an apple in the middle of the meal, I have to make a burger for you. Hey, it's finished. That's the bottom line. I decide to take some watermelon in the middle of the meal. I want some nice, refreshing watermelon. It's not part of my meal. I'm eating some watermelon. I have to make a bere prihu adoma. These are fruits, not part of the meal. Now, but let's say somebody makes their meal is fruit. That's all they're eating. They're not eating anything else. I'm on a diet, and I eat fruits for my meal. So we spoke about last year how that works. So if one eats fruits as their meal, in other words, they ate only fruits throughout the meal, and that was their meal. So then we said that one would have to start the meal by eating fruits together with bread. You take a little bit of bread, a little bit of fruit, in order not to have to make an extra bracha, and then you could just continue on the entire meal. Okay, but now if one eats fruits for dessert, right, and we said and they do not want to have the they don't want to have to make an extra bracha on the fruits. Let's say, so if you eat fruits for dessert, you have to make a bracha. But let's say somebody says, for whatever the reason is, they don't want to, they can't, they don't want to, they want to somehow not make the bracha on the fruit. So then there is a eitza, there is one way of working with it. There's a few ways, but they would be allowed to eat fruit with bread. One of the ways of working with it, they could eat fruit with bread, right? Another way to work with it, I do want to mention, if someone eats a little bit of the fruit before they actually go to wash and they have in mind the dessert, that would also count. It's like anything else, right? I'm going to be eating something that's burr pre-eats for dessert. And right before I go to wash, I make a bracha on a burr pre-eats on something. And I eat, you want to make sure they eat less than excise. And you have in mind that burr pre-eats at the end of the meal. Then you would not have to make a burr pre-eats, right? You have in mind that fruit that you're going to be eating afterwards. So it's not a bracha that's not needed. You're making the bracha either now or later, but the bracha is being made. One bracha is being made in any case. Okay. But be it as it may, the best way to go about doing it, if one, works around it, they could eat bread together, but it has to be every bite. When we're dealing with dessert, Mishabura says it has to be every bite of dessert. Every bite of the fruit has to be with a little bit of bread. Because of the fact that Mishabura says that if there is a bite in the middle, right, there's a bite in the middle, then that bite you have to make a bracha. So the piece of fruit which is eaten without bread would need a bracha. So for example, let me give another example. If somebody's eating and then in the middle they have to make a bracha. But let's say somebody took the first five bites of fruit of dessert together with bread. Okay, good. I'll eat it together with the bread. I start eating my dessert, right? My fruit cup, whatever the case might be. And I eat it together with bread. Good. So then no bracha is needed and it becomes a tafel to the bread. I do want to mention, it has to be something whereby somebody's eating the bread. If they bechlal, they don't want the bread, not interested in bread at all, that becomes a little bit questionable. The price can do bring down. But in general, I want the bread. So it's a tafel. The fruit is a tafel to the bread. So you took the first five bites together of the dessert together with bread. So then they would not have to make a bracha now. But the problem is, let's say bite number six. Again, just an example. Bite number six, they take of the fruit without bread. Oh, so taka, now they would have to make a bracha. You'll say, what do you mean? The first five bites of fruit I took together with bread. So very nice. So that for that, it's good. But now the bite number six of the fruit, right, or in the middle, or bite number six, whatever the case, I'm just giving an example. First five were with bread. The number six is without bread. So then they would have to make a bracha on bite number six. So that's basically the way it works. Mishabura says very clearly, any piece of fruit that you're eating, let's say, for example, in the case of dessert, any piece of fruit that you don't eat with bread, even though it might be, you know, bite number six, bite number 10, whatever, and you didn't eat bread with it, you would have to make a bracha, even though the first 7, 8, 9 bites of bread, of fruit, you took together with bread. But when you do have that one bite without bread, you would have to make a bracha. Again, this is clearly talking about desserts. That's how the Mishabura brings the balance. When it's something that's a kinuach, it's in other words like a like we said, it's a standard dessert, fruits, and so on. One has to be careful if, in fact, they do eat it with bread. It has to be every bite. But if there's a bite without bread, for that one bite, you would have to make a bracha. Thank you for listening. Just real quickly, Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin is where it's brought down. Mishabura Sif Katan Ches. Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, which is our Simen. And Mishabura Sif Katan Ches. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol Tuv.